Time now for a fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices radio roundup. I'm joined by National Involvement Coordinator Charlotte Jones. So Charlotte, the first one today is about improving the lives of older people with sight loss.
Yes, so it's a new project called Vision Friends and it's based in supported accommodation across Wales, and we're calling out because we need your help to make it the best that it possibly can be. So we're looking for people to help us train volunteers to recognise signs of sight loss, to understand its impact, and to support people to access services and resources that can help them.
So what would people need to do then?
So you will be asked to look over some samples of the online training and a few videos which will be shared with the volunteers to help train them about sight loss. So you can review these training materials at a time which suits you, and it shouldn't take any longer than 30 minutes, and you'll only need access to the internet. You'll then be invited to a one-hour feedback session over the phone with a few other people. This session will take place on Friday, the 27th of November at 11 a.m. for 1 hour. Your feedback will then be used to modify and enhance the training package so that it can be as useful as possible for someone who may have little or no knowledge of sight loss. And a nice gesture is, as a token of our appreciation, we will send you one of our non-tip mugs.
And how do we register our interest?
Yes, so if you're interested, then please do contact David Watkins. That's david.watkins@rnib.org.uk, and Watkins is spelled W-A-T-K-I-N-S. You can also call David on 07507 841 902. I'll say that again, so that's 07507 841 902, and the deadline is Friday the 13th of November.
Super. Now the next one is looking at product design research.
It is, yes. So we've been contacted by Alex, who is a student at De Montfort University in Leicester. So Alex is looking for people to complete a very quick phone survey, which will help him with his research about assistive technology and products for blind and partially sighted people. So Alex wants to find out more about the potential problems that are experienced on public transport and travelling in public spaces. There are 10 questions and your responses will really help him to identify design solutions to any problems that he may experience. And if you're willing to participate in a short interview, then please do contact Alex by mobile on 07731 761 400, and I'll say that again, so that's 07731 761 400.
We've got more surveys as well, haven't we, Charlotte?
We have, yes. So we have 2 live online surveys at the moment. So the first one is about your food shopping habit and accessible food packaging. We want to hear your experiences to help improve the accessibility of food shopping for everyone with sight loss. And the other survey is about using table service and takeaway apps during the COVID-19 pandemic. And we would really like to understand how well these types of apps are working for blind and partially sighted people, and what, if necessary, is still needed to be done to make these apps more accessible and user-friendly for everyone.
Very relevant at this time, those. How do we find out more information there?
Yes, so you can find out more information and take part in both surveys using our new Connect Voices webpage. So go to www.rnib.org.uk and search for Connect Voices. Then on our Connect Voices page, there is a section there for live opportunities. So we will be updating this page regularly and adding new opportunities. So please do keep checking that page.
RNIB's National Involvement Coordinator, Charlotte Jones, thanks very much for sharing those opportunities with us. And we'll be back with Connect Voices in a fortnight's time.
Thank you.